USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed Tuesday that there are a small number of Americans who have been kept from leaving a northern Afghan city by the Taliban. Speaking from Doha, Qatar Tuesday, Blinken said that at least 13 U.S. citizens were among the 600 people who have been held at Mazar-e-Sharif's airport by the Taliban, who say some of those passengers did not have the valid documents for travel. He also said that the State Department has been in contact with around 100 U.S. citizens who are still in Afghanistan and are working to assist in their evacuations should they want to leave. And the White House is requesting around $24 billion in emergency aid from Congress to assist in the recovery from recent natural disasters. Officials said that about $14 billion of their request would address disasters and extreme weather from the past 18 months, and an additional $10 billion would be needed for the response to Hurricane Ida. The Biden administration is asking for the disaster funding to be included in a continuing resolution needed to be passed through Congress before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place. But we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The United States has passed 40 million COVID cases since the beginning of the pandemic last year, with experts worried that more spikes are on the way. Dr. Shikha Jain says that we're seeing higher case numbers now than a year ago, even with more than half of the population fully vaccinated. The assistant professor of medicine at the University of Illinois Chicago tells CBS News that a combination of loosened mitigation measures and a more contagious variant have led to the rise of infections.
The mitigation steps are in place. We have new, much more contagious variants that are spreading much faster. And we're seeing now kids getting impacted as well, which we weren't seeing kids impacted as much last year. We had most kids at home doing virtual learning. Now we have schools back in session. We have people who are not vaccinated and who are vaccinated who are out socializing, living life, with a much more contagious variant that's spreading, and the unvaccinated population especially is at high risk. And so we're seeing those people who are not vaccinated get the virus and get very ill and then get sick and transmit it to other people.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas's attorney general is defending his state's controversial new abortion law as lawsuits over the measure work their way through the courts. Lance Pry has more.
The Supreme Court has ruled a Texas heartbeat law, which prohibits abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, can go forward as it is litigated. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton over the weekend on Newsmax says there is nothing in the Constitution that takes away the state's rights to regulate abortion, so states should be able to make their own rules and regulations on the procedure.
Well, look, in 1972, the left was able to just create a new constitutional right, supposedly. They were very bold in doing that. There was no precedent, as you earlier said, and we've been in sort of chaos ever since. Before that, the states had the ability to regulate this. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives the federal government or the Supreme Court right now the ability to take that away from the states. This should be a state decision. I don't know why that's controversial, but that's the way it was set up. That's the way it's been until 1972. And if Massachusetts wants to allow abortions, they can do it. If Texas wants to ban abortions, they should be able to do it.
From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the father of pop star Britney Spears has filed a motion to end the court conservatorship that has controlled Spears' life and money for the last 13 years. Jamie Spears filed the motion in Los Angeles Superior Court, which will be heard at a hearing later this month. The singer has been under a conservatorship since 2008 after Spears went through very public mental health struggles. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.